Hi, my name is Jorge. That's JorgeQuiroz, alias Zing Pow. My dream of a good-looking woman will be a woman capable to do things her own. Sweet, maybe a little mustache would do. The most romantic things that ever happened to me, actually, I was down in New York Central Park, and I rode a horse. It might be weird, but I rode a horse. Things about me that most people don't know, that at night, I can get taller. My guilty pleasure? That's a good question. I love to zing pow. The most beautiful things about me, my mustache. Unique talents? Nah. I'm a pimp. The biggest pet peeve that I have is fart. My nickname is Zing Pow. If I were superpowers, if I could make this mustache bounce, the three wishes that I would ask Genie for will be, number one, strong body. Number two, a little bit of lotion. Number three, the time to use for it. The sexy things about me is my mustache. My kinky side, feathers. I love feathers. Craziest plays that I ever fool around with. Under the bed. I can never date a woman that don't want me zing pow. I would love to date a woman who can make me rhythm. You should date me because I'm sweet, my mustache is turning gray, and can bounce. Zing pow.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
Vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it. We got it. Flea market. Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're gonna rape her. We're gonna take
her. Oh my god.
Yes, guys. Hey, how you doing? Timothy James Henson. It's very conversational. I was reading a broadcasting book. How to Broadcast for Dummies. Be conversational. Hello. How are you, my audience? Listen, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Got a great program for you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. My name is Tim Henson. You know, it's November. Here on Distorted View, we call it Slowvember because I try to play as many retard clips as possible. But other people celebrate November in various ways. You may have heard about the Movember Project. That's where guys grow mustaches throughout the month of November to raise awareness for ass cancer or something, prostate cancer. But there's also something called NoFap November. This is a true endurance exercise. I don't know why anyone would want to put themselves through this. I've just heard about it. This might be something that everyone knows about except for me. But according to Urban Dictionary, NoFap November is an undertaking of great endurance and perseverance when a group of friends, usually but not always male, pledge to each other to not masturbate for the whole month. Only the toughest we'll make it through this so-called hell month, but it is a life-changing experience. The confidence and discipline learned during these 30 days can be applied to many other endeavors in life. Whatever. It doesn't have to happen in November. Just a lot of people choose November as the month to go without jerking off. Now, you can still have sex if you're lucky enough to have a partner who's not totally disgusted by you and is willing to have sex with you, then, the month probably won't be that bad. But for single people, holy mother of shit, it is a hell month. Now, I ran across this idea of NoFap November in a very unusual way. I was checking out some videos from Muscle Bro TV. I don't know, just something I stumbled across. It's a bunch of Asians who like to bodybuild. I think they were Asian. Every time I say Asian, I have to do that stupid quote from the cable guy. It's the only funny thing about that movie. I don't know. All right, so Muscle Brothers TV, you know, it's a bunch of Asian guys. It might be just one Asian guy. I can't tell. They all look the same to me. So it's at least one Asian guy who gives you tips on, you know, pumping iron. He, you know, there's a lot of videos of him, you know, lifting weights and stuff at gyms. And he also talks about nutrition, what you should be eating protein-wise and stuff. Speaking of protein, he's got a very unique cuisine tip for you.
Hey, bros. I have some time, so I wanted to record my cooking session.
Right.
You know, I know that some people are doing some weird thing called NoFap November.
Yes, NoFap November. I just mentioned that. By the way, it looks like he's cooking chicken in a pot.
My bro asked me if I wanted to participate in it. And, you know, he told me about some benefits from these bro science articles.
Bro science article. Every other word is bro out of this guy's mouth. It's very annoying.
You know, and they seem pretty legit. However, I'm not going to be participating in this NoFap November because I already hold the title of 8-time Mr. Fap. And this is something I did last year. I think I started around September and I didn't fap till December.
So he went from September to December without jerking off at all.
So maybe about like 90 months. No, 90 days. 90 months, that's crazy. Yeah, so I think I did like 90 days without fapping. And on the 90th day, you know, I fapped and, you know, I fapped 8 times like straight within 10 minutes.
I can see that. I mean, if you don't get that juice out, that man juice... you know, you build up so much of it, you gotta go a few rounds to get it all out.
And, yeah, it was crazy.
I bet.
Well, anyway. So...
It was a tsunami, and you people are scared of tsunamis, aren't you? Doesn't that wreak havoc on your little country?
As, you know...
Tsunamis and Godzilla. Two things that Asians are scared of the most.
People like to consume, their own jizz.
What?
Semen or sperm or whatever you call it. So right here, I mixed my jizz with...
butter?
Some soy sauce. So it looks kind of brownish. And what I usually do is I'm cooking up my chicken right now. And I'm going to pour this on my chicken.
All right, so it's soy sauce mixed with his semen, which I think that would just be way too salty.
Now, I've read many bro science articles on... the benefits of consuming your own jizz. And supposedly it increases your muscle building recovery.
Really?
Timing or whatever. And you know what I've noticed was that every time when like girls eat my jizz, they start talking about training and working out and getting in shape.
Yeah, the second after they swallow your jizz, they talk about how they want to go out for a run.
So I think my jizz has something to do with like motivating you to get into shape. So I figure, you know, I'll take my own jizz so that, you know, I have like drive in the gym.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so I'm gonna pour this.
This cannot be real. What is that?
Yeah,
it definitely has a consistency of jizz mixed with soy sauce.
It's ain't jizz, so gotta make sure I get.
Listen, your little jelly baby's being fried up.
Every single
hear that?
Drip. Yeah, it's cooking up.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's good enough. I'll rinse it and mix it with my protein later. So I'm just gonna stir this up. But you know, like, actually I've been thinking, and since this is my own jizz, it's already inside my body, so I'm not sure if it's gonna make any difference if I consume it. So maybe I need to get
more.
Somebody else's jizz.
Yes, that's a brilliant idea.
And, you know, people call
Your jizz was already in your body. If it was going to do something good for you, to help, you know, it was going to help build muscle, it would already have done that, you see. So it stands to reason you need to ingest someone else's jizz.
Well, the BBC.
Who said Asians were smart?
See, genetics.
Okay.
So maybe I need to find,
He's got to be joking,
you know,
with us.
With,
I don't know what the hell he's cooking, but I still would not want to try it. If you want to check out this video and more, Muscle Bros TV. You can see all of his workout tips for you. He does, like, front squats, you know, and then, I don't know, like, tips how to prevent, you know, tearing your muscles. Like, they're real tips out there. I don't know what this video's all about. A little crazy. All right, thank you very much, Asian. Efucked is at it again, one of my favorite websites. This guy has compiled a list of 13 recalculous orgasms. I'm only going to play two of them for you. A woman having an orgasm and a man. Here is the woman. That's what gets a woman off, saying shit like that. I need you. I want you.
I love you.
Who wants to hear that when they're having sex, right?
You
can definitely tell the difference between guys getting off and girls getting off in this video. This is what's going through a girl's head. She's verbalizing it. Oh, I love this man. I love him. Maybe he's going to slip a ring on my finger. Maybe he's going to pop the question. Oh, yeah. Like, that's what's going through her head. A guy is like, take my fucking cockroaches, bitch. You know what I mean? Like, we have two different goals, I guess. Crying and saying, I love you. Oh, it's too much. It's annoying is what it is. All right, so here is a guy ejaculating. Now, he's by himself. He's just stroking off. And I'm pretty sure we've featured him on the show before. But there are just tons of videos. I guess this guy posts on XTube or something. It's video after video of him jerking off and coming. So let's see what we got here. Now, this is a younger guy. Well, I don't know. I can't really tell. I guess he's young. Yeah.
Fucking hard boner in your face. Yeah! Yeah! Oh, fuck yes! Yeah. I think it's time. Oh, bring it out. Fucking hard pumps. Oh, shit! Holy shit, and a half.
So this is like a compilation of his best moments.
Whoa. It came in my face. Oh, my God! Yeah! Yeah! More. I took it all right. Popped it.
Does anyone know who this guy is and what his account is? I've got to subscribe.
Bam! Creep bite.
Now, keep in mind, you know, he's by himself here. He's just jerking off with his hand. Sometimes he's using a pocket pussy.
Popped it. Bam!
He loves himself. You can definitely tell. Like, you know, he works out, and I think he's very fond of him. So I think he's sexually attracted to himself.
Bam! Creep bite. Oh, yeah! Yeah! Bam! Oh, yeah, give me.
Oh, he's a ginger.
Give me, baby.
Fiery red pubes. Pow. He was, I guess he's like fucking a pocket pussy there.
Oh, yeah! Take it, baby! Yeah! Bam! Oh, yeah, give me. Gimme, baby, gimme.
That reminds me of a song.
That's right. I'm sad and blue, cause I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme that thing.
Gimme. Gimme, baby.
I sing it one more time.
All right, okay, you get the idea. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got a clip here of a fat kid going hunting. I don't know. For some reason, he decides to climb a tree, and that's when tragedy strikes. Let's take a listen.
There he is. Piggly Wiggly. That there's another pig in a tree. And we need some pork for lunch.
Right, he's just an annoying fat kid, not making any sense. There's a pig in a tree, he says, so he's pumping up his gun and he's going to climb the tree.
Put my gun, climb up there, and kill that son gun. Alright, here I go. This ain't easy for an old guy.
Now, even when he's just grabbing the branch and it's bending, he should know better. There he goes, climbing up the tree. And down he goes. He makes some noises. Unfortunately, he doesn't really cry. Listen to that again. Well, there you go. Yeah, he's in pain. Dislocated his shoulder or something. And boom goes the dynamite. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Yeah, real quick, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, shame on you. You should be supporting this stupidity. I've been at this since December 2004. If you'd like to hear it continue on for a long, long time, support the show. Become a member. SuperFreakSideshow.com. It's only $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year, which is like getting several months free. For that, you get full access to the entire archive of programs, thousands of shows and pieces of audio and video for you. Plus, every week we do extended programs, exclusive shows, video casts. Yesterday, I did over 20 minutes. Tomorrow, we've got an exclusive show. All next week, I'll be doing exclusive programs. So if you're not a member, you're not going to get any new content. You got to sign up for the Sideshow, SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, man, do you have what it takes to convert a pussy-eating lesbian to a cock-swallowing heterosexual? If you think you're man enough to fuck a lesbian straight, you could be a winner on
the Great American Dyke Flip!
Flick that clit, rub that nub, jab that snatch with all you got, because up for grabs is $65 million! How will you convince a card-carrying lesbo to give up the bacon haul and hop on your bologna roll? Let's find out together on
The Great American Dyke Flip!
Chinese edition. I'll be your host, Wink Martindale.
Thank you so much for joining me on The Great American Dyke Swap.
Yes, today's first story has to do with a lesbian and her very angry father. A billionaire has offered $65 million to any man who gets the gay out of his daughter, thanks to billionaire Hong Kong property developer Cecil Chow Sing Chung. Every heterosexual male of the world now has a chance to become $65 million richer and gain a beautiful bride in the bargain. Beautiful is a stretch. Apparently, I mean, come on. This guy's giving up $65 million. She can't be that big of a prize. Apparently, his 33-year-old daughter, Gigi Chow, ran off to France in April and became the wife of her girlfriend of 7 years, Sean Eve. Mr. Chow Zi-Song, or whatever, has offered a $65 million bounty to any straight man who was able to seduce Gigi and win her heart. As a concerned father, Cecil Chow Tsing-Chow insists on some basic qualifications for candidates. I mean, come on. He's putting up $65 million. Of course, there's going to be some catches here. I'm guessing he has to be disease-free. So that eliminates most of my audience. All right, here we go. I don't mind if he is rich or poor. The important thing is that he is generous and kind-hearted. The most important thing, of course, is that he has a penis. I think that's it, though, for the rules. You just have to be generous and kind-hearted. Yeah, I guess you can be disease-ridden. All right, Chow Tsi-Sung's jackpot may seem distasteful, as if it were a form of pimping out his daughter's reproductive rights, but actually, objections to the businessman's ploy pale in comparison to the outrage elicited by courtship rituals around the world. You know, like child marriages, for instance. This doesn't seem like a big deal when put up against that. 4-year-old brides and stuff. Actually, what this woman should do, I'm guessing that her father has cut off, this girl's money. You know, like, he's not giving her any sort of support. She's on her own because she's a dyke, right? So if I was this girl, I would just, find a guy and say, look, we'll go halvesies on the $65 million pot. You know, we'll marry each other. And then we'll get the money, and then I'll continue, licking cunt, and you can do whatever the fuck you want. It's a brilliant idea. Hey, Chow Tsu-Sing, or I'm sorry, Gigi, call me. Gigi Chow. I've got a brilliant idea, and we're both going to be rich beyond our wildest dreams. And best of all, you can remain a lesbian. I think I've just won the game.
The Great American Dyke Flip.
He's cracked the code, snagged himself a carpet muncher, and more importantly, that $65 million. What an exciting night. We'll be back tomorrow with a new set of guys just aching to get into some Bull Dyke's pants. I'm Wink Martindale. Remember, when that cute lesbian at the bar tells you she's gay, think of all the money you can win when you fuck the homo away on
The Great American Dyke Flip!
Yeah, I am pitching that to the Game Show Network. I'm guessing there's a lot of very wealthy people who have, you know, gay or lesbian offspring that would pay top dollar to straighten them out. All right, second story we have for you today. Doctors have warned people to avoid using the services of illegal clinics. That should really go without saying. Of course doctors are going to warn you against using illegal clinics. After a man was admitted to the hospital with a possibly fatal genital infection, a consequence of a penis enlargement procedure gone horribly wrong, a 50-year-old man whose name was withheld was admitted to the police hospital for treatment because his genitalia had swollen to the size of a coconut. Yeah, that would be a problem. You know, like, the ball or the dick or whatever did not just start out the size of a coconut. It grew to that size. I just find it odd that he waited until it was as large as a coconut. If I did this, you know, if I went to this illegal hospital and got a dick injection or ball injection, or I don't know what the fuck he was trying to do, the second it started to grow, like maybe when it got to the size, you know, at first I'd be like, well, it's starting to swell up, but that's to be, you know, expected. Anytime you have some surgery, a little swelling is common. Like when it got to the size of a baseball, though, I would say to myself, well, this is not right. This is not right at all. I've got to get this checked out. All right, where are we at here? Police Captain Dr. Surat Kitsuporn. Really? His last name is hyphenated, and the last part of it is porn, hyphen porn, of the Police General Hospital. Where is this at? Oh, Bangkok. Okay, enough said. Said the man underwent a procedure to enlarge his penis at an illegal clinic about 5 years ago. He was injected with olive oil. The man's genitals were working just fine until about 6 months ago. He suffered a cut to his penis, and without proper treatment, the wound became infected. All of the olive oil started pouring out. He was ashamed to visit a doctor, but the pain and the infection grew, so he had no choice. He was admitted to a private hospital, where doctors found out that cancer has spread to that region. They suggested he move to a government hospital to save on the cost of treatment. Doctors had no choice but to remove his penis, but the cancer spread towards his abdomen and his testicles. I am totally getting off olive oil. I'm not, you know, I've never injected it, but I'm not even going to eat olive oil because I just think now, I mean, this obviously causes cancer, right? Doctors have been able to bypass his urethra to his anus. He's going to piss out of his butthole? That is crazy! Allowing him to control his urine, but they are not optimistic about his future. He pees out of his butt. What if he has to pee and, like, pee and shit at the same time? Is he able to do that? I don't see why not. The cancer and the wound were so severe when they brought him in, Dr. Surat said. There is a good chance that the cancer will spread again in the future. Well, he's just a negative Nancy, isn't he? All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from England. Little Elliot Eland suffers from Angelman syndrome. Does that mean he gets wings and can fly? No, it just means that he's so sweet. He's my little angel man. No, it's nothing. He secretes sugar because he's so sweet. No, Angelman syndrome is a chromosome disorder that causes severe learning difficulties, which has left him with a permanent grin on his face. This explains a lot. Retards are always happy. And now I know why. It's Angelman. All right. And by the way, this kid, I mean... I'm looking at a picture of him. He does not have a good smile. Isn't that fucking cruel? Not only are you stuck with a permanent smile, he has one of those, like, creepy smiles. Like, he's gonna eat your fucking face. The 2-year-old always appears happy and smiles and laughs as a result of the genetic condition, which affects fewer than 1,000 people in the UK. Elliot's mom, Gail of Preston Lanks, said... When we feel down, Elliot's laughter keeps us all going. Yeah, but he can't control the laughter. This is not a real... It's not real laughter. He can't stop laughing. This child is probably miserable. He wants to end his life. But they think this is a cute thing. When we're depressed about Elliot, we just look at him smiling. He can't not smile. He's got Angelman syndrome, you bitch. All right, at the end of the day, when you have children, you just want them to be happy. Well, this kid will always be happy, and Elliot always is. We always just thought he was a really happy baby. We never even considered it would be a symptom of something more serious. Really? This kid cannot not smile. He can't close his mouth. He's always, right? He's always smiling, wide open, laughing. You didn't think anything was wrong? Sometimes I don't even think it's a result of Angelman. He doesn't have a care in the world, so why wouldn't he be happy? Gail, 41, and husband Craig, 34, discovered Elliot's condition when he had trouble feeding as a baby. He couldn't chew. He was just smiling. Angelman syndrome was identified in 1965 by Dr. Harry Angelman, a pediatrician. The condition means Elliot will never be able to talk and may not be able to walk either. Could you imagine that? He's just laughing and smiling, but can't utter a word. Gail said Elliot will never be able to speak, but we've done a signing course in the hopes that we'll still be able to communicate with him. He's like the perfect audience for Distorted View. I'd love to get him in the studio because everything I say, he'd laugh at. A lot of children with Angelman syndrome communicate using iPads, so fucking Apple tards, so fanboys, so we're saving up for one. The youngster shares the condition with Hollywood actor Colin Farrell's son, James. I didn't know that. Age 9, who is also stricken with the genetic condition. So there you go. It can happen to anyone. It's still funny, though. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Finally, we get to the voicemail segment of the show. My favorite part. Here we go. Yes, caller.
Hey, Tim. It's Frank from Billings.
Hi, Frank.
Listening to the November 5th show, and I love the story about the guy for trick-or-treating was handing out bags of cocaine. I'm surprised you didn't do a Distorted View and Sense of Reenactment. Because
I know. I haven't done one of those in a long time. I kind of did the reenactment today of the game show, but that wasn't really a reenactment. That's just something I wish would be on television.
And they were funny as hell. Because the similar story was of a kid handing out ecstasy on a bus, and then you did a sort of view, sense of reenactment.
I did that?
Of the kids getting all horny and shit. Which
I'll have to look on the Freakypedia. Maybe some of you guys have compiled a list of all the insensitive reenactments. I'd like to go back and listen to see how I did those, and then resurrect that stupid bitch.
Hey, Tim. It's Jem from the 80s. You remember me. I'm truly outraged.
Oh, Jem is calling into the voicemail line. Yes, you are truly outrageous. What's going on, Jem?
Hey.
Is this Jem? Are you really Jem, or are you her alter ego, Jerrica Benton?
Hey, Tim. It's Jem from the 80s. You remember me. I'm truly outrageous.
Yes?
Hey, I heard you play my theme song. It's on your program, and you got to send me some royalty checks, all right? Look, I need the money. Things aren't going too well. The band
Jem has fallen on hard times.
And broke up. I gotta buy some herpes medication. Rico, my boyfriend, he goes out horns.
It's Rio, not Rico. Rio, you don't even know the name of your boyfriend. You're high as a kite, aren't you, Jem?
Gets all coked up and comes home and has to drop it in my pail, if you know what I mean.
I know.
That's right, you're gay, you know what I mean. In any case, send that money pretty quick.
Right.
Mama needs to buy some Valtrex for the bunghole. All right, thanks, Mama.
All right, there you go. Jem wants a royalty check for all the times I played her theme song. She needs to buy some Valtrex.
Tim! Hello, you handsome man.
Oh,
I'm
a compliment.
Because I've noticed a few people have called into the voice line lately talking about blood-related, sex stories. And I thought I'd throw my hat into the mix. Last year or so, hooked up with this girl, and I actually used a chat-up line from you. I used it. You know, it's just a fun thing.
Wait, what is he? Oh, this is very hard for me to understand. Your accent is driving me crazy.
He used a chat-up line from you. I used it. You know, it's just a fun thing. She was going, oh, you know, I don't want anything serious. I just went, it's fine. It's just a fun thing. But it turned out, when we got back to mine, she also said to me, the reason why I'm single is I just split up with my boyfriend who made me have an abortion. And it could be a bit messy down there.
Oh, my God. She told that to you? Look, I want to have sex with you. I just broke up with my boyfriend, though. He made me have an abortion. So it might be, it's probably not going to be the cleanest down there. It's going to be a little sloppy.
You know what? I'm a fat, ugly bastard. I don't get laid often. So I said, you know what? It's fine. We'll put a towel down.
Wait a second. When did she have this abortion? And when did you fuck her after the abortion? The fact that you had to lay down a towel for
it? And it was good. It was very good.
Wet and wild, I'm sure.
Bye.
Great story. Thank you, sir.
What up, faggot?
Oh. I did not need this today.
Just had a quick question, man. I've been listening to countless of your Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominees.
Yes.
I was wondering when you're going to actually have a Linda Finkel award ceremony.
Yeah, a lot of people ask about that. I need your help. What has been your favorite Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominees? We need to compile some here, and then we'll have an award ceremony. How about that?
Hey.
It'll be like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Every year we'll induct one or two acts into the Hall of Fame.
Hey, Tim, remember that video?
I definitely think Your Cardboard Heart should be one of the first, because we keep going back to that one. You know, I remember that Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. I don't remember a lot of them. So, you know, if it sticks out in my mind, it must be really bad.
Hey, Tim, remember that video about that girl saying she was Andy Milonakis' cousin or something?
Yes.
She got smacked in her fucking whore face?
Yeah, yeah. She was at the UDF.
You don't know how bad I want someone to do that to that fucking wheelchair asshole Roman or whatever his fucking name is.
Oh, Norman Wicks, the guy who's always bitching about you know, the fact that he's disabled.
Yes, I make those videos.
Yeah.
I hate them.
That's what I wanted to play. I think Norman Wicks has been at it again. I'll have to look for that today. Maybe on tomorrow's program. Look, guys, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it oh God?
Bam! Creep bite.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget, if you're Sideshow members, you'll get the exclusive show tomorrow. Otherwise, you have to wait. And I'll end the week with a Friday show for everyone. And then all next week, I'll be doing programs just for Sideshow members. So it's very important, if you like the program, sign up for the Sideshow. And we'll see you back tomorrow. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Careful you don't get AIDS, pervert.